The so-called Castle Doctrine bill requires courts to presume that a homeowner is in the right if they shoot someone else who's entering their property illegally. Racine Republican sponsor Van Wongard said it would help people protect themselves.
Simply put, Wisconsin citizens should not have to be thinking of criminal and civil liability concerns when they are defending themselves or their family in their own homes.
Critics said the only reason the plan was being debated in the legislature was because of the clout of the National Rifle Association. Democratic Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee said it was written so broadly that it could have terrible consequences.
You could just as aptly call it the Kill the Milkman bill or the Worst Trick-or-Treat Ever bill or the Death of a Salesman bill.
Larson also pressed sponsors to provide one example of the need for this plan, saying it seemed to be based off of bad movies.
Bad Clint Eastwood movies, bad John Wayne movies. And policies based off of bad movies are bad policies.
But gun issues frequently divide Wisconsin Democrats, and this one was no exception. Milwaukee Democrat Lena Taylor said she supported the plan without question or concern.
I vote for this bill as a single parent, as a single woman who is in my home.
The plan was changed slightly in the Senate to protect the legal rights of firefighters and emergency medical technicians when they enter someone's homes. It passed in a bipartisan 26-7 vote. The Assembly needs to approve those changes before it heads to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.